Wendy in Florida is on the line with a question about the structure of her home. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm restoring an old house. It's about 100 years old, and we've had to take up the kitchen floor, and we've taken, there's layers of plywood and whatnot, and in order to get through it and get the rot out and whatever, we've gone down to the beams underneath the floor. Now, the beams are 4x4, and they're on 28 inches on center. And so I'm wondering, and this needs more support, and I'm wondering, can we put, instead of putting beams down in between the two so that parallel, can we put perpendicular ties across from those two and create boxes to support the floor?
Can you get underneath the existing floor, Joyce?
Well, it's called on above grade, and so there's not that much space. You can get under there. It's about to my thigh, to the ground.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You can't change the direction of the beams because they usually go front to back for a reason. Typically, there's a girder in the middle of the structure, the middle of the building somewhere. But if you want to support those beams because they're sagging a bit, what you could do is you could put beams perpendicular to those underneath them. But those of course, would have to be supported as well. So I think your options are to put additional beams in between this big, wide 28-inch gap, or to put beams perpendicular underneath. But if you put them underneath and you still have this wide gap, the other problem you're going to have is supporting the plywood now, or whatever you're going to need for that. So in that case, you would have to put some perpendicular spacers in between the beams, but those are not, they don't have any structural value. All that's going to do is give you some additional surface to support whatever kind of floor you put on top of it. Does that make sense?
Okay, that answers my question.
All right, Wendy, good luck with that project.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.